reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat, but if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In his first encyclical, God is Love, Pope Benedict said about a passage of sacred scripture that this is the essence of human love and of Christian life. If you were to think about all the passages throughout the Bible that would fit that description, the essence of Christian love and of human life, what would you come up with? Today in the Gospel, we get that passage that that Pope Benedict says is the synthesis of who we are and are supposed to be. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." This is the path that Jesus himself took. This is the path that the saints took. This is the path we are supposed to take. That in order to really love like a true Christian, in order to live like a human being, we need to follow this path. And it's not the easiest one for us to imagine, especially those of us who don't grow up in farming. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, we need to be willing to give of ourselves to others to the point of death. We'll remain just a grain of wheat. We'll remain, in other words, just raw materials. But if it dies, then we will be able to bear fruit. We have got to be willing to go to that limit if we want to suck the marrow out of human life, and if we want to really love others as Christ has loved us first. Today's first reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. St. Paul tells those in Corinth and us, "Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully." The issue for many of us is that we fall to the ground sparingly. We're not totally all in. We'll give a little, but we won't give totally of ourselves. And we don't experience the full joy that comes from the experience of Christian love. We don't experience everything God wants us to in our human life, because out of fear or out of selfishness or some other reason, we sow sparingly. The Lord wants us to learn today on this Feast of St. Lawrence how to sow bountifully so that we will reap bountifully. He goes on how to do that. "Each must do without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." We have to give cheerfully. We have been made in the image and likeness of the divine giver. We must give like Christ does, out of love for others. And when we do, that brings joy. Today we celebrate St. Lawrence. He's one of the most famous saints of the early church. He was one of the seven deacons in the city of Rome. As I've explained before, there were dozens of priests, but there were only seven deacons. The deacons always had great administrative ability, and they managed what were called the diaconia, those food pantries and bigger that served so many of the poor in the ancient world. He served St. Sixtus II very well, and when St. Sixtus II was arrested by Valerian's guards on August 7th, St. Lawrence had a few days to round up the church's treasure to prevent to the local prefect. When he did, he rounded up all the poor of Rome, all the lame, all the blind. The prefect was incensed, but Lawrence was able to convey to him, though it would still cost him his head, that the church's real wealth wasn't a gold chalice or wasn't a silver paten. Church's real wealth were in other human beings. It was in other human beings who trusted in God's providence, other human beings who truly sowed bountifully. And St. Lawrence himself did, giving himself out of love for Christ and others. The tale of his martyrdom is famous. The prefect, so upset at what he thought Lawrence was doing and tricking him and not giving him the church's supposedly real wealth, but presenting the true wealth of the church, the men and women, boys and girls that were building up the church on living stones, he said, because of that, you will die, but you will die inch by inch. So he had him literally roasted alive. St. Lawrence himself had a burning heart that was warmer than the flames. And while he was there, he was cheerful as he was giving himself bountifully to the Lord. And at a certain length of time, when they flipped him over, he said one of the most famous lines in hagiography, "This side's done. It's time to flip me over. Now I'm well cooked. You can eat." That someone would still have the presence of mind to be able to say something like that in the midst of others trying to torture him says a lot about the fact that he had already been all in, that each day of his life he had given himself to God and others. And this was the culmination of his life, not a tragic end. We've got a lot to learn from St. Lawrence. We live in a world in which so many Christians sow sparingly, where the average Christian, for example, just at an economic level, gives 1.4% of his or her income over to the works of God, over to the mission of the church. If somebody were to give 2.5%, sometimes that seems like an awful lot in comparison, twice what others give. But one of the reasons why sometimes we receive so little in our faith, it's because, relatively speaking, we give so little away. We don't volunteer as much as we have time on our hands. We don't use our talents for the building up of the kingdom as much as God would want the one who had given us those talents. The greatest talent is our time. A lot of us don't sow it cheerfully in prayer as much as the Lord would like, or in loving service of others, or in frequenting the sacraments. Today is a day in which Pope Benedict reminds us that the essence of Christian love, and we're called to love others as Christ has loved us, that's the whole point of human life. And the essence of human life is in following Christ in Lawrence and the great saints along this path of the grain of wheat. Not just knowing that we need to do it, but actually putting that into practice with cheerfulness. Today, as Jesus again sows bountifully, giving us all of his body, blood, soul, and divinity, what gift on our side are we going to give in response? Are we just going to sow sparingly with a little bit of our attention on this morning? Or are we going to recognize that the Lord wants our entire day? He wants 100% of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. This is what he summons us to. And if we follow St. Lawrence along that path of a total self-gift in exchange to the Lord, then one day we will have the confidence that with St. Anthony, St. Lawrence, and all the saints, we will reap bountifully forever.